Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Whose lava is behind bars?
We may not get any calls on this at all, but if we do, and it just takes one, it may be a fascinating conversation about psychology. So here's what we're looking for. Either you were in jail and somebody on the outside fell in love with you that you didn't know before you went in jail, or you were that person that fell in love with somebody while they were in jail. You were on the outside. You were free. Free. But for whatever reason, you ended up in maybe pen pal thing, email thing.
Well, the fascinating thing,
how it happens.
The two cases we've talked about this a few years ago, Scott Peterson, when he was arrested for murdering his wife and unborn child, he's in jail. He's convicted of it. And then we had a Bert Show listener that was writing him and that cared about him and found some connection with him. And it's just fascinating that here he is on the crime he committed and that somebody wants to reach out to him. And so then the same with Brian Nichols. He was actually in the Fulton County Courthouse that day when he did those shootings for assault charges against his girlfriend. So he had a history of abusing his girlfriend, and then he just, killed four people right there, four strangers, and then this woman has developed a relationship with him after he was arrested for that.
I don't see anybody. There's nobody calling for it.
They will.
She feels like she can fix him, is my thought.
Or could it be like sympathy?
Here they come.
Because it could be... It could be the attention thing, like she maybe doesn't get enough attention in her life and he only has time to give her attention or write her back or that sort of thing. Maybe that makes her feel special, but I really think it's she feels like she's different and she can change him and she can fix him.
Or it could be, and I'm no psychologist, but it could be a total control thing. Like when you're on the outside and you've got somebody on the inside, then you're in complete and total control of the relationship. You do what you want, go where you want. You're not accountable at all because... He or she is in jail, and they can't. They've got zero say. So you're in total and complete control of the relationship.
Well, in the case that we just about Scott Peterson and Brian Nichols, I mean, then there's not really much of a chance they're going to get out. So it's not like because I'd be worried about eventually they'll get out, and then you're not in control anymore, and they're coming straight to you. You know.
All right, we don't have the person, but we have a friend of the person.
Okay.
Whitney. You fell in love with somebody in jail.
Yep, it was a domestic violence dispute that he was in there for.
Well, didn't that scare the hell out of you?
No, it wasn't his fault. He wasn't guilty.
I didn't know it at the time.
So how does this whole thing even start?
My friend was dating him. I had never met him. Her parents didn't agree with their relationship, so I would call, or I was like the middle person for the contact.
So your friend would talk to you, then you would call him in jail. Then he'd relay messages back, and you'd go back to your friend.
And he would call, and then I would three-way her and get them on, and then eventually she moved on, and me and him kept talking, and one thing led to another. And
was the domestic abuse against your friend?
No. That was against his baby's mama.
Okay.
So you
and did you think he really did it?
I don't know. When he actually got out and I met him for the first time, everything was great for about 2 months, and then I kind of found out he'd lied to me about a bunch of stuff, and he was like 30, and I was, 18. Oh. And he had like a 5-year-old, and that was just felt not what it was going to be.
Boy, the hits just keep on coming here. You said the first time that you met him is when he got out of jail?
Uh-huh. He walked to my house because he didn't have a car.
Oh.
From jail?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the first place they go.
This is a sweet story. How far a walk was that?
He got out at like 2 in the afternoon, and he showed up at my house at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Really? That was a long walk.
Well, he'd been in jail for a long time without any, you know.
Have to be in jail that long and that long of a walk. Well, I bet he smelled ripe.
Guys, I'll walk that off.
You know it.
You put sex at the end of the march and they will go as far as you need them to.
And that old song from the AC, right? Uh-huh. The Proclaimers.
And I love the fact that you say her friend's mom didn't agree with it. Well, that's because she's a teenager talking to a dude that's in jail.
Yeah, well, she lied to all of us, so it didn't work. He came and I met him and I was just like, no.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, this one you can all sort of play off also. She was 18. He was 30. She didn't really know what she was doing.
Maybe.
Let's talk to
right.
some people at the time that were adults and in their right mind.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Mark. Yep. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. I got to say, first of all, I love you guys. I love your show.
Thanks.
Yeah. I just wanted to call. Actually, I've been to prison, and this was years ago, and I've had women actually want to write me. And I'm really surprised that, like, a lot more women aren't calling because that's really common.
Oh, yeah, they're loaded now. Now we got plenty of them lined
okay, up. Okay, because I was going to say, like, I've had women, like, I chose not to write them because, like, prison isn't a cakewalk and I need to focus on where I'm at as opposed to something on the outside. But I was going to say I'm really surprised if nobody calls up, but...
Was it random women that, I mean, how did they know to write
yes.
you? Really?
Random women.
How do they get your names and your ad, like, I mean, how do they find you?
Well, a lot of times your name gets passed through, you know what, girl, my cousin's in prison, maybe you should write him, blah, 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 you know, and these are like girls you just don't know, random women. Some women you do know. The woman that wanted to write me, it was a girl that I wasn't dating her. We were just friends with benefits, and I went to prison, and when I went, I kind of called her on the phone and said, look, the relationship's over, it's best that you just go see someone else, and she kept writing me, and, you know, kept writing me, and finally she got the message, you know, but it's very common, very common.
So, since you got a couple of these, you had a couple of correspondents. I think the psychology of the whole thing sort of fascinates us a little bit. So what's the common denominator with these women? Are they just really trying to make themselves available by not making themselves available? Are they trying to fix somebody in jail?
I think it's a combination of things. I think they're kind of tired of the, for lack of a better term, kind of like tired of being screwed around by guys, and this guy is here. It's like a control thing. This guy is here, you know, and when you're in prison, you'll pretty much say anything. You'll say anything.
So at that point, they're like, I know where he is. He certainly can't screw around on me, and even though he's in jail, I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do any of those relationships work once the guy gets out? Have you ever heard of any of them that are successful?
I know of one.
Uh-huh.
It's the same track record as The Bachelor.
They lasted for like maybe 10 years, and eventually she got tired of him.
Wow.
Because once he got out, he just pretty much went to his old ways.
Sure.
You know.
What were you in jail for?
I was trafficking drugs.
Okay. Were you innocent?
What, please? I was dead guilty.
Okay. You're the first.
Well, once you're out, then yeah of course I was guilty.
Well, while you're in there, you're innocent as hell.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, now we could take our take your pick.
But that's funny, though. I mean, because Jen had mentioned focused attention, which I think is part of it, too, because, you know, that prisoner has focused attention on you. But the fact that you always know where that prisoner is.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
We'll take one more call on this, but now we could probably do this for an hour. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Okay. Good. What's up?
My alarm just went off, and then I was hearing this, and I was like, oh, my God.
They're speaking to me.
It was so crazy. I knew a guy for about a week, and then he went to jail. And at first, I started doing it because I had never known anyone who'd go to jail. So I did it out of like being nice, I guess.
Okay.
And then it turned into he was in there for about a year, about 14 months, and within those 14 months, like, we, like, fell in love with each other.
Dang. I'll say the same thing I said earlier this morning. If you're a single guy and you're listening to this, you're like, I'm doing everything right. I've got a job. I've got wheels. I've got a job. I'm at East Andrews one night. You know, I'm at Velvet Room the other. I'm a good-looking guy. And I can't get a date. And then there's a dude sitting in jail right now who's getting all these letters right now going, hey, I want to be with you.
Hadn't even met him.
What's a guy got to do to get sex in the city is you got to go to jail.
There's some guy who's actually thinking, God, I'm going to just get picked up for something that'll just put me in there on weekends just so I can go through the mail.
It happens more often than you think because we could seriously do this for the next hour.
Wow. That's so wild.
So it did sound like the common denominator, at least with Mark, was that women know where the men are. No, they're not screwing around.
No,
they got them right there, and they're always there for them when you need them. Sort of.
That also should make a commentary on some men that are outside jail. Like, if women are having to write letters in jail to keep tabs on a guy,
there are so few good men out there that women are starting to go to the penal system to find their men.
The Burt Show.